Well, people who don't think fishing is a sport haven't been injured in fishing, and one of the things you find out about it is the fact that a lot of anglers, repetitious type casting, the things you have to do with that, can cause injury. And with me today is Mark Menendez. And Mark, I guess first thing is, got some surgeries you're looking forward here, and not necessarily looking forward to the surgery, but you're looking forward and you're going to have them. And talk a little bit about that repetitive motion, some of those kind of things.
Well, you know, we do make repetitive motions. We do make the same cast over and over and over. And none of us are getting any younger. And it does have a hard result after a lot of years of fishing, and that's what I'm looking at right now.
Well, I want to mention something. Strike King, of course, a company that's been with Bass Fan for a long time, but they've kind of are cutting new ground. They've got a program they're working with Huntsville Hospital out of Alabama, where they're looking at athletic trainers and working with athletic trainers with the pro staff at Strike King to give them a benefit there to be able to have those kind of people at their beck and call.
It's unbelievable. It's cutting edge. There's nothing like this in the industry. And the Huntsville Hospital, as well as the TOC, the Orthopedic Center in Huntsville, have teamed up to give the national pro staff at Strike King an added advantage. We've got great baits to fish with. We've got the cutting edge as far as what's going in the water, but now we're working on our bodies. There has been no kind of health care available to anglers other than their own private health care systems through insurance and your doctors and things like that. But now, if I've got an issue with an elbow, tennis elbow, or I have a rough boat ride up on Lake Erie or wherever I'm at, now I've got advice that I can call. I can have opinions quickly as to what my next step of getting medical attention is, even down to the common cold. Now I can get a prescription written for an antibiotic and I can fish the rest of the week. Because on the Bassmaster Elite Series, you miss one tournament, you're not going to make the Classic. So now I've got insurance to know that my health is going to be there.
Well, I guess, you know, it's very unique in the industry because there's no other company that I know of that's doing something like this for their pro staff. And on top of that, it just gives you that added value, that security. I mean, it's like having all the money you'd ever want. You know that you don't have to worry about money when you go out there and fish a tournament. You don't have to worry about if you're going to cash a check. You don't have to worry about any of that. Well, the same is true with health.
Well, it is. And this is just another component of fishing. It's another tool that I have to keep my confidence up. If Terry, you know as well as I do, if you're throwing a polka-dotted Strike King spinner bait, that may or may not be your favorite, but if that happens to be your favorite, you're going to throw that bait with a lot more confidence. Now I know that I'm not going to have any days of tournament competition that I'm going to miss. Now I know that if I've got a little twinge in my back that could be leading to a very serious injury, I'll have the experts look at it. So it is a unique thing, and it's kind of been cool. I was one of the guinea pigs on this and been working with this shoulder. I have bone spurs in my shoulder. Not life-threatening, not going to end my career, but it's been a big pain in the year of 2007. I was limited to where I could use only certain techniques. I couldn't take a big bladed spinnerbait and throw it all day. Couldn't take a big plug and throw it all day. Couldn't pick my flipping stick up much. So I had to fish other techniques and other tackle that may not have been what I needed to do. And I'm ready for this little nagging injury to go away.
We had a great year, and I guess there's always one guy on the bubble each and every year. But, you know, one of the things I've known about you and I've been friends a long time, is the perseverance that you have. But you finished one place out of making the Classic, and that's got to be one of those things that's both heart-wrenching and killer at times, but it also should motivate you, I would think.
Well, it will be a motivating factor, and I've been in this position many times in my career, and up until this point, I've always been on the good side of it. So now, the 2005 Classic Open Championship, where Matt Reed and I tied, and I won in a tiebreaker. Now I'm on the other side of it. So it just wasn't meant for me to be there this year. I'll be there next year. And the one redeeming feature of the whole thing, Terry, is my wife had bought us a nice vacation in Hawaii. And she bought that about 10 months ago. And it just happened to be they put the Classic dates on it. So I'll be in Hawaii on the beach with my children and my wife and a bunch of good friends that are all going together. So it's going to be a chance for me to sit down, relax, step away from fishing a little while, and then come back with a vengeance.
Well, you get shoulder surgery, and then you get shoulder surgery, then you get to go to Hawaii, and you're remodeling a house all at the same time. That remodeling a house, I got to hear about that a little bit.
It's just been an absolute nightmare. If it could go wrong, it has go wrong for my wife and I, and we're living in the house now, and it's about 80% done, and it's going to be extremely comfortable. I've got my own little test place now. I've got a swimming pool in the back I can test my baits in, but the real neat thing is that I've got a quarter acre pond out there, and I need to test that shoulder once I get this surgery done, I can go out there and catch me a 5-pounder. So I'm looking forward to living there, and it's going to be a great place to be.
Well, I want to get your perspective. I think one of the things that we don't maybe do as good a job with a lot of times is understanding the angler's perspective on the Elite Series and, you know, what's happening with it and the fact that it is, you know, it is recognized across the country as you guys are the premier anglers in the country. And when you look at it now, you've been in it a few years now. What are some of the things, I mean, if you could change some things, what would be some of the things you'd like to do from a positive standpoint?
The one thing that I would like to do is have less tournaments. I think 8 would be sufficient. 11 puts a lot of wear and tear on a family, not just a fisherman and an angler. 8 would be fantastic. I think that's a long enough duration to see who the best anglers that season are. Other than that, you know, it's been great. It's changed the way we look at fishing. How many boats do you see running up and down the lake or the roads now that are moving billboards with wraps? The image of fishing has changed quite a bit. And the one thing I would like to see change, I would like to see the anglers tuck their shirts in their pants. It's much more professional.
Well, you know, you look at it, and it is about being professional. You know, when we look at fishing, I think a lot of people laugh at us, kind of look down our nose a little bit. You know, the ball sports in particular do. But the bar has been raised, and now all of a sudden, professional angler is talked about in the same way that maybe a football player, golfer, whatever is. And that's taken some time to happen, but I think the future is pretty bright.
Well, it is very bright. And one thing we still have to remember is our sport's still pretty young. I mean, it started in the late 60s, early 70s, gaining momentum. Basketball, baseball, and football, those sports were all well established. Golf was well established at that point. So we're just now coming into our own to where we're almost a sophomore kind of season in our sport. I would like to see some more growth, and the one thing I would like to say to the industry that we finally are starting to do, the college events are great. It is really spawning a new interest within fishing and young people. And we've done a pretty lousy job as a whole as an industry recruiting young people into our sport. And now that we finally are, you see how quickly with the collegiate fishing venues that are going on, how much these kids are really liking it and how serious they are about it. So it's starting to take form, and those are all positive things that are happening that we've overlooked in the past. So I look for a good future.
Yeah, I saw a stat recently that said that, you know, average age of a fisherman's 44, and in 5 years it's going to be 52. So that's not the right way you want to go. So we got to really get the youth involved. And, you know, I'm involved in a program in Illinois where we're trying to make the state, you know, it's going to be the IHSA is going to make that a sport, just like football, basketball, or whatever. And they're working very diligently at that. And it, again, it gets different kids, different teachers. It gets a whole different look. You know, some kids maybe aren't ball sport kids, but they may like the outdoors. So maybe we'll get them involved. And then you go to the college level. How neat would it be to see a college scholarship, you know, from a high school kid that he gets to go to Auburn University or Alabama or wherever you may want to go on a scholarship to fish?
It would be incredible. If I had those opportunities when I was in college, of course, I went to Murray State University. I actually went to the University of Blood River, which was the closest body of Kentucky Lake to the university. I spent all my time fishing and not studying, but this is what I wanted to do, and I was able to have that focus to do it. Now the guys and gals have the opportunity, and if their scholarship money's available, that's even that much better. The thing that the outdoors does, it teaches kids how to make good decisions. And this outdoor decisions, 99% of the time, inflict no harm on anybody's future, their well-being, their kids that I see out that are active in the outdoors, hunting, fishing, camping, hiking, whatever it is, they're very well-rounded individuals, and they don't cause a lot of problems in society. So I think we can set this seed up for the future to make society a better place, and it all can be driven through the outdoors.
I've always said if you can keep a kid in a boat, it keeps him from breaking into your car.
Well, that's I've never thought of it in that way, but I know that it kept me out of a lot of situations and a lot of influences that could have been detrimental to my future. And I look back, I've been fishing professionally now for 15 years, and you know, just one or two other decisions that had I gone with the group and not had to go home and go to bed because I had a tournament the next morning, you know, I may not be standing here with you today talking about the sport that I love the most. So it's been good to me, and I'm a big proponent of getting the youth involved.
Well, first thing, I guess I got to tell you, good luck on the surgeries. Great to see you with Strike King and doing the things you're doing with them. And best of luck in the next year. I think you're going to persevere. You'll be at that next classic.
Well, I hope so. It's how we gauge each other in the sport and how the anglers gain credibility. And it is the pinnacle of what we do. It is the most important tournament in the world. There's not anything that can compare with the spectacle. And for those of you that have never been, when you ride through there, even though I've been several times to the Classic, and my Adam's apple still jumps way up in my throat, and it still gets to me to be there.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.